Welcome along, folks. This is Michael Mito here, and welcome along to my Halloween special. Well, folks, I am here, and I have my Halloween decorations up. I've got my costume on. I'm dressed up as a skeleton. I've got skeleton pants, a skeleton shirt, and I've even got a skeleton mask. Isn't it? There really is a skeleton mask. I'm not going to wear the skeleton mask because it would, maybe I can wear it. I think it won't make a difference because you can't see it, but still. This is me wearing the mask. Anyway. But yes, Halloween! And I don't know about you folks, but I'm in the mood to hear about a really scary encounter. And we have Edgar on the line. And Edgar, you say you've had a spooky encounter. I'd love to hear about that.
Yes. Once upon a midnight dreary, while I pondered weak and weary over many a quaint and curious volume of forgotten lore.
What kind of lore?
I nodded. What?
Sorry, what kind of lore?
No. Old books.
Oh, right. Okay. Reading old books. Okay. Sorry.
Anyway.
Yep.
While I nodded, nearly napping, suddenly there came a tapping.
Yeah.
As of someone gently rapping.
Rapping.
Rapping at my chamber door. Tis some visitor.
Sorry, Edgar, you mean like rapping like hip hop? Or what do you mean? Rapping like hip hop? Or how do you mean?
No. Tapping. Knocking at my chamber door.
I'm sorry, Edgar. Listen. Very sorry. Sorry, carry on.
Tis some visitor, I muttered. Tapping at my chamber door. Tapping like knocking.
Of course. Yep.
My chamber door. Only this and nothing more.
Right, okay.
Oh, distinctly I remember it was in the bleak December.
Ooh.
And each separate dying ember wrought its ghost upon the floor. Eagerly I wished to morrow, vainly I'd sought to borrow from my books a case of sorrow for the lost Lenore, for the rare and radiant maiden whom the angels name Lenore, nameless here forevermore. And the silk, sad and certain rustling of each purple curtain thrilled me, filled me with fantastic terrors never felt before.
The curtains.
So that now, to still the beating of my heart, I stood repeating, "'Tis some visitor entering entrance at my chamber door.
Right.
Some late visitor entering entrance at my chamber door.
Okay.
This...
Edgar, I hate to rush you, but who was at the door?
Fine. Well... I opened the door, and there was a raven.
Raven?
A raven was tapping at my chamber door.
What, a bird?
No. It was very spooky, because it said nevermore, nevermore, and it kept saying it.
I don't know. I mean, ravens can talk. It's not a weird... Oh. Well, that's Edgar gun. I don't know if that counts as being spooky. No, I don't think that's... I think spooky is more, you know, supernatural. Anyway, you're tuned to Michael Muta. I have an email here, folks. It's from Steve. And Steve says, "Dear Michael, first time listener, long time writer." Okay. "My dad is a werewolf." Okay. "He wasn't always a werewolf. I remember it was when I was 9. On a Saturday, my dad and I were watching some TV. I went out for a drink. And when I came back, he looked hairier than normal. I asked him if he didn't shave. Dad felt his face and was shocked. He said he had just shaved. He went into the bathroom and shaved, and when he came out, there was more hair on his face. But he was still normal. A few days later, he wasn't. He would start to howl at night and jump up on the couch. My mum would shout at him to get down. Then he'd start to bite the arm of the chair, and she'd shoo him off into the hall. He started to sleep in a ball at the bottom of the stairs. My mum was getting annoyed. She was really annoyed when he'd go outside and mark his territory. It was all okay-ish until one day he barked at the postman. Then Dad remembered he had hens and opened the door and chased the postman out to his van and ran after him as he drove away. It was then that Mum and Dad had a fight. She told him he was in the doghouse now. And so, he slept in the doghouse. Then Mam was fed up and got someone to come round and train Dad to behave himself. He sits now and doesn't bite the arms of chairs. He still barks at the post carrier, but doesn't open the door to chase after them. He still sheds hair everywhere, and it's my job to take him for walks every now and then. Thank you, Steve, for writing in with that. And on the line now, we have Andy. And Andy told me that they have written a scary poem. And when they read it back to themselves after they'd written it, it terrified them. They almost couldn't believe what they had written. Well, folks, if you're ready, and I think I am, Andy, let's hear it.
It's the spooky season, Halloween, and everyone is getting down and dancing. There's all kinds of spooky, creepy monsters about. I even saw a werewolf hanging out. A witch was flying on her broom and dropped a frog in the pool. It landed on me, and I looked like a fool. There were vampires there. Oh, what a pain in the neck. They ordered lots of food and left before the check. There were ghosts at the party, talking about something very arty-farty. The mummy was there, wrapped up in themselves. They kept talking about their brand new shelves. But who am I, you begin to ask? I'm just a guy wearing a mask. And if I am being honest, I'm terrified. I think I'm going to go and hide. But I guess it'll be okay, because it's a spooky season and everyone is getting down and dancing.
Well, thank you, Andy, for that. Your scary poem. Well, what can we do better than that, folks? Any really, really scary thing? I mean, come on, it's Halloween, you know? We gotta get something really scary happen. What was that? A chair just moved. A chair across the room just moved. What's going on? Oh! There's a... Folks, I don't know how to describe this, but... Well, there's a pencil in the air in front of me, kind of wiggling. You know, like you do the rubber pencil type of thing? That's what's happening right in front of me. Is there like a poltergeist or something going on? What's happening?
Oh no, tis no poltergeist, you fool.
Who said that?
It is I, the Invisible Man. Allow me to put some clothes on so that you might see me.
How long have you been in here? I didn't see the door open.
Ha! I followed you in when you walked in before your show here. I've been sitting right here in that chair, waiting for my moment to strike.
Hang on a minute. Are you saying to me that you've been sitting here all this time on that chair, naked?
Yes, you fool!
I must remember to burn that chair.
You simple-minded fool. Why, I could do anything. I could rule the world.
Right, why are you here bugging me then?
Yes, that's what I choose to do. I choose to bug you, you fool.
Right, well, I got a show, so you gotta go.
You cannot simply shove
yeah,
me.
Yeah, I'm going.
I'm the Invisible Man. You can't do
bye-bye. I'm not putting up with that. Having invisible people coming in, derailing the whole show. Trying to have a nice, spooky time here, you know? That reminds me, I nearly forgot, I found a spooky book. So yes, I found a spooky book the other day, and the lad assaulted me, actually. He gave it to me for about 80% off, because he said it was cursed or something. But I don't know. But anyway, let's give it a look through it, and see if we can find any spooky stories to read here. And, what's this? Summoning. Now that you have read this, you have summoned the creatures for a Halloween party. It's not much of a story, really. Yeah, there's not really much really in it, to be honest. Few symbols and, I don't know, bit of a waste of- Oh, it's starting to glow! Oh, it's hot! Oh! That was weird. That's kind of calmed down again now. That was strange. It's probably just some special feature or something, I suppose. It just gave me a fright. So. Anyway, it was warm, though. And it... Hang on. Outside the window there. It started to glow. An eerie glow, I would say, yeah. Folks. Well, it seems that there are skeletons, ghosts, vampires, werewolves. I think there's a mummy over there as well. And they're all, I don't know what. I don't know what to think. You don't think I... This book! It was this book! That's what did it! Summoned all these monsters! Oh, folks, I don't know what I'm gonna do. I don't know what their plans are for me. Oh, gee, I don't know. Hang on. Is it a boombox? Did that vampire just take out a boombox? Folks, well, I didn't expect to see that note today. I believe the vampire just took out a boombox, yelled the word conga, and started playing some music, and now they're in a big conga line and having a party. I don't think they've any nefarious plans at all. They just look like they're having a great time. It's like a brilliant crack altogether. Oh. Hello, yes. There's a mummy and a werewolf waving at me. Oh, you want me to join in? I will in a minute now. I will in a minute. Well, folks, I'm going to join this party, I suppose. Well, I hope you all have a wonderful, happy, spooky, and safe Halloween. This has been Michael Muto, your radio pal. See you next time, folks.